Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Ah, hello and welcome to Skincare with Friends with myself, Nia Patton.
Myself, Natalie. How are you doing?
I'm all right, yeah. Not too bad. I've been getting ready for Christmas, putting up the Christmas tree.
Did you do that today? Shoot.
Yeah.
I haven't done that.
Oh, yeah. It was lush. Yeah.
Still feels too early. But even though I am the one in the house that is.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know, this year just feels even faster than previous. But
I know.
Yeah. I can't wait to get the tree up. But.
Yeah. It's so special.
Is it the first day of Advent or something? I don't know. First day of Hanukkah, right? Hanukkah celebrations start today?
I don't know much about Hanukkah.
I'm pretty sure it does.
Does it? Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So I normally go from like the 1st of December, but because that's on Wednesday, I just thought, oh, let's just get involved.
Yeah, it's just an additional weekend with lovely festive. I mean, you'll need to feel festive because let's face it, you know, this new variant bullshit. Well, it's not bullshit, obviously.
It's real, isn't it? Omicron. Doesn't it sound even more ominous?
It just sounds like an evil corporation.
Yeah.
From Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles.
Exactly. Omicron will get you.
So it's just anything we could do to, you know, inject a little festiveness. I've been making my Christmas boxes with people, so that's exciting, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
Where you just
like your Christmas present boxes.
Yeah, like present boxes for people that are just made up of like vegetable boxes. gifting. And then that's a really good way to know when you've actually just bought too much and ruined certain people. And like, I took some presents out of certain boxes. I was like, this is taking the piss.
Yeah, Natalie, what?
It's not this person's, you know, big birthday. They are not having that. My mum asked me, she's like, get me an eye cream. I want that caffeine one from The Ordinary. I was like, I'm not getting you that because you're just going to slag it off.
No, you won't like it.
Yeah. So I'm going to get her fractionated eye contour concentrate. And then, but she's also going to slag that one off because whatever, she's been raised on beauty marketing, which is basically, unless it's a miracle in a bottle, which completely transforms and lifts your face after one bottle, and then she just doesn't want to know about it.
No, and that's what I want as well, though. Let's face it.
We all want it. But it's going to cost a lot more than £43.
And it doesn't exist.
And I kind of don't want... and then I just don't want to waste it on her because she's going to be like, oh, this is crap, it's not working. And then I know what's going to happen.
No, just get her the Hyalamide one.
I think it may have sold out.
Oh, yeah, because the fucking thing...
Anyway, so we're talking this week about toners.
Yes, that's right.
Aren't we?
And because I had a feeling that we talked about toners before, and I was correct. And there's a couple of podcasts where we talk about toners. Episode 6.
Oh my
god, was really funny. Because we recorded it in your house. It was my birthday with our partners sitting at the table with us.
Oh,
we just recorded it with a dictaphone.
That's terrible.
With us drinking.
So sorry about that, guys.
It's quite good. There's nothing wrong with it. It's fine.
Okay. Oh, yeah. The information's probably fine, but the delivery's probably not. And also you said that episode 44, enlarged pores and how to minimize them. Toners obviously get a big look in there. And episode 50, all about the seven skins. So the Korean sort of method
hydration.
Using plenty toners. So that's a good idea to go and have a re-listen to some of those. So anyway, what's new with you?
Yeah.
Before we get into
news. I've set up a way that I can prescribe skincare like hydroquinone and tretinoin and azelaic acid and ship it to people worldwide.
So exciting. That is amazing.
Isn't that cool? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I found a company that sort of do, because I'm not ever going to be able to buy skincare or anything like that and send it to people in the post, because I haven't got enough time for that. So it's like sort of a middleman. Mm-hmm. I can make the recommendations. They present the recommendations to people. Mm-hmm. They buy, and then the company called Get Harley send it to them.
Okay.
And yeah, and I can prescribe all sorts of things. It's really cool. You know, it's quite a good way of communicating with people. So I can do like a video consultation, and people can get their skincare sent to them wherever they are, even like Africa, Australia.
Because that's one of the biggest issues, isn't it? Like, yeah, with the two very well-known prescription services that are based out of the UK.
Yes, that's it.
Is shipping. Mm. Sort of particularly to like South Asian countries, African countries, yeah, Australasia. So yeah, that's awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah, really cool.
So have you started?
Started. I've done quite a few.
Have you?
Yes, yeah. So if anyone wants to hear about how that works, I've got lots of information on my different channels. But if you head to Neopan Lux, there's a post on it there, and you can book in like a video consultation, and I can get you sorted, which is cool.
Okay.
Really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Other skincare news, linking Slovember is, you know, the Deciem's 23% off sale. I don't know, why is it 23% specifically? Must mean something.
Yeah, but usually they give you explanation behind their meanings. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember if
it must happen to profit margins after 23%. Who knows?
Yeah.
I've taken good sort of advantage of Slovember.
Yep. Have you? What have you been buying?
A couple of, well, mainly presents for people. Mm. And then things that I've put in people's present boxes and then swiftly taken out and gone, they don't deserve this.
Yeah.
They're good people, but they just will abuse it. So I'm having it.
It's hard not to buy yourself a present, isn't it, when you're Christmas shopping?
I always buy myself a present. It's ridiculous. Yeah. I went into a really lovely coffee shop today in Canton, and I ended, yesterday it was, and I ended up getting... I just went in for a bag of coffee, and I got three bags of coffee because it was Gibbo's birthday and Adam's birthday, so they got a bag each, and then a massive Tony's chocolate advent calendar.
Oh, yeah.
And then a crate of Karma Cola, like the organic cola.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to put it in people's boxes. So I ended up spending like 60, 70 odd pounds there. I was like, I may as well just get a flat white one every year. Jesus Christ.
You deserve one after all that.
So, I have been using Slovember a lot. It's really good. So they have, STSM is sold out. I'm not sure where the Hyalamide sub-Q-Eyes is sold out. Everything, 23% off. That's the thing. And if there's anything that you think, oh, you know what, I want to try this by Neod, but it's just too expensive, now's the time, just give it a go.
There's a couple of days left. Maybe by the time we get this podcast out, though, it won't be on anymore.
Yeah, it'll be finished. Skip past this bit.
Yeah.
And so, speaking of Deciem, then, so they did another Ask Me Anything.
Yeah, they were on Reddit again,
was it?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It was a similar sort of PR friendly sort of answers.
Okay. Not the same, not Prudvi though, right? Not there.
No,
not
it was a different chemist.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember her name. I asked again, like, can you clarify why we can't use niacinamide with the vitamin C derivatives? And she said, there is a potential for salt formation. I'm like, what information are you basing it on? Just feels like it's just exactly the same wording over and over again. And that's that, and that's all we're getting.
Yeah. I think it just makes me laugh, the thought of you typing away your same questions about vitamin C and niacinamide, and then Deciem headquarters going, Jesus Christ, it's Neopan Lux again. And then they're like panicked, going, I don't know, just tell us salt. Ah,
yeah, just copy and paste from the last time she asked.
Yeah, and pretend to be busy. Okay, so yeah, so we think, don't be silly. In other news, so if you have been listening to us from the very beginning, we used to talk so much about our favourite, our mutual favourite skincare, British skincare brand, which was Ishtar Skin Lights.
Yeah, we used to talk about them all the time.
Their products were just gorgeous, really fairly priced, and just really, they just made really nice things that really weren't being offered by other British brands. It was just really different. It was quite, I would say, fairly limited range, but not really. I mean, probably about 20 to 30 products. Yeah,
plenty of things, and they were all really nice. And it was a small independent company, really ethical. So we used to recommend it a lot.
Their consumers, yes, we really did. And then I made a big old order in August of last year and just heard nothing and got nothing.
Yeah.
And they didn't respond. Their social media manager was sort of very embarrassed, because I sort of two or three times over the months then said, you know, please talk to Amy, who's the owner of the business. We knew that she had COVID-19 pretty early on in the pandemic as well, wasn't it? Probably like March or April of 2020. So I kind of just gave her the benefit of the doubt and thought, okay, she is pretty much a really small operation. And it just went dead quiet.
Yeah.
But their social media, they were still posting to Instagram, which was just really not a clever thing to do. And really recently, you know, a lot of people have started to comment saying, do not use this company, they're a scam, they take your money and
you won't hear from
send
them.
Your products, which is so heartbreaking, because the products themselves were just incredible. Anyway, she posted earlier this week, you know, a heartfelt, very transparent, open apology. I just read it and thought, this is like a year too late. I don't understand what could have happened in the last year
that
you know, things like stock ordering faults and issues with I can't remember what she cited now. There's something to do with the website
supply
not telling you and it was out of stock and supply chains, all of those things. For me, I would have just ceased operation and gone, right, what the hell, back to basics, gone dark, said to customers, okay, we've got a few
hopefully
things
we'll
be
back.
Right back.
Yeah.
And it was very, very strange. So I'm, in a way, I'm really pleased, because I would literally buy their products again tomorrow.
Yeah. But
but they owe me a big order.
They do. They owe you money and skincare. It seems very strange, doesn't it, that she waited so very long to say anything.
Yeah, exactly. And I hope she's okay, and I hope the business is okay. And it's been like so unbelievably tough for lots of businesses, especially if you're sourcing products from overseas, because you've got the additional issues of Brexit as well. So I really do hope that it's not the end.
I was
kind of excited to hear from her again, but it was very confusing.
It was conflicting. I have to admit, I felt happy to see that, but then I was like, hang on a minute.
It's kind of like a guy that you really fancy who treated you like shit getting back in touch again. You think,
that's exactly what I thought. It's just like,
I really fancy you, but you ghosted me.
Yeah, you're just like, he knocks on your door with a pile of excuses, and you're like, I know I'm going to say yes.
I just want to sleep with you again. Oh dear.
God.
We've all been there. Some of us have done it, some of us haven't. So yeah, that's exactly how I felt. I feel like we feel like a mistreated ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see now, won't we, what happens.
We will.
Yeah, but I still wouldn't recommend anyone buys anything
quite yet.
No.
Yeah, let's wait and see some products.
Yeah,
put a couple of orders in and see what happens.
Yeah, maybe we'll test the waters for other people and see what
happens. We will do it for you. Yeah, let us do it. Let me just see if I get my back order from August 2020.
That'd be
nice. If anything's changed with the actual products, that's another biggie.
Will they still have them? You know, what will they offer?
Or if they have, maybe will stuff have changed?
Yeah,
new formulation or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk toners.
Toners. So, do you use a toner? Do you tone?
I mean, obviously, I use here.
SDSM.
Down with me, because my face felt very tight earlier. SDSM by Neod, which I think this is your desert island product, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I use it all the time.
Say.
Yeah.
And I also have Geek and Gorgeous liquid hydration, which is like got panthenol and natural moisturizing factors in it. Which
cool,
is lovely,
that sounds
really
amazing.
Nice. Yeah, it's really nice. Mm. And also just a very gentle AHA, BHA, PHA exfoliating toner.
Is that from Yes Style?
Yes. Mm. So the brand is called Sun by Me, which is Korean and available on Yes Style. Those are my three. Mm-hmm. I am layering a lot of hydrating toners because I kind of do when the weather changes and I'm exercising outside. What about you?
Yeah, I use just for a Seven Skin style hydration routine, or I pat in like essences and toners into my skin to hydrate it straight after cleansing. I don't get a cotton pad and wipe my face in the same way that we used in the 80s
really,
and 90s.
Absolutely, couldn't agree more. And I also think it's from when you've just been, I don't know, my skin couldn't take that. The skin that I put tretinoin on would scream at me if I then rubbed a toner with a, and even the reusable rounds, I find them quite rough.
There's different ones. I've got a couple of different brands of reusable wipe. One of them leaves like fluff stuck to my face. I was like, oh Christ, I hate this. It's like tickly tiny little bits of fiber all stuck to my nose. Thanks.
No, thank you. I also think it's a waste of product.
Yeah, because it's all absorbed into the pad.
I just think put it on your hands and put it on.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're using that at the moment. So you could spritz onto the face, obviously, like SDSM spritzes nicely. And then you've put here.
Yeah, so basically I wanted to, because I think that most people think of a toner as one of those Clinique toners. I think there's a few different types, but they're all much of a muchness.
Highly alcoholed.
Yeah, lots of alcohol. They've got alcohol and salicylic acid and perfume, that sort of thing. So you know, you think, I need to tone my face. I think, you know, I get people asking me, do I need to tone, and I don't want to say yes because I think they'll think that I mean that, like wiping the alcohol, and I don't mean that, and I don't want you to do that ever. So it gets very confusing, and then I start going yes and no. And it gets very complex.
So I did a poll about toning as well, and I was like, do you use toners? And like 50% of people, I can't remember how many, I think like a good 30 people responded, and so half of those said yes they do, and I was like, do you actually know what a toner does? And then half of people went and also said no, but a few people came up with, you know, varying answers that were all correct. And then my friend Taylor, I have to give her a shout out, just went, I don't know, fucking tone.
Yeah, tone. Was like toning like a muscle, when you just sort of tighten up your face. Yeah. And I think that's what people think in their brain, because that's what, you know, it's that Clinique three-step skincare routine that we've been, you know, drilled into us. So cleanse, tone, moisturize.
Yeah.
So I think that people who are not really au fait with skincare stuff are going to be just assume that we mean that, the alcoholic thing. So I went to see if there's any kind of history or research or anything about toners on the internet. So Wikipedia said that skin toner refers to a lotion, tonic or wash designed to cleanse the skin and shrink the appearance of pores, usually used on the face. It also moisturizes, protects and refreshes. Yeah, I think refresh is a word that I would assign to toners, something that refreshes your skin. So it can be used in different ways, on a cotton round, spraying onto the face, or by applying a tonic gauze facial mask. A piece of gauze is covered with toner and left on the face for a few minutes. So that's just like, it's like a sheet mask, isn't it? Like a reusable sheet mask. Yeah. That sounds really like good.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't fancy sheet masks much. No. I don't really do that much, but actually lying there with some gauze on my face, soaking toner
in. Well, you could just get like a baby's muslin, couldn't you?
Yes.
And cut their eye holes and look like a total lunatic.
Just like you've got a piece of Swiss cheese in your face. So historically it had a place then, because
yes, toners were originally developed to remove soap scum from the face, because people used to use lye-based soap and hard water.
Okay, so extremely alkaline cleansing then, which, right.
And hard water, it would leave like this gross substance on your face that you had to clean off. So it was literally you had chunks of gross stuff on your face straight away after you cleanse with a bar of really alkaline soap.
Which is basically what my grandma always used to say, soap and water. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can't.
Just imagine my face cracking.
They must have been so sore. Like, my face is sore now anyway, and I'm not doing that. How bad must it have been?
Mine is very sore at the moment. Okay, so removing all of the alkali soap scum and extremely then, as a result, very astringent, like we said, high in sort of denatured alcohol, often containing witch hazel, and supposedly designed to shrink pores. And that that little factoid is still in people's minds today, I think, isn't it?
Yes.
Very much.
The shrinking of the pores.
Yeah, and having that tight feeling on your face once you've applied it.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, before you knew, you know, didn't know your ass from your elbow skincare wise, that felt kind of satisfying. Having a really tight face. after using Clinique toner, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I want my face to be tighter because that means it's firmer and younger looking.
Yes, quite.
Yeah. But actually it's tight because it's like become inelastic because it's been desiccated.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So clearly there's an antiquated definition of what a toner is, and also where that comes then in our routine. So clearly we shouldn't be using that type. So obviously this was made famous by the Clinique three-step. Isn't that amazing piece of marketing, really? That this was sort of coined probably in the late 80s, maybe early 90s, the Clinique three-step. And it's still something you remember now.
Yeah, cleanse, tone, moisturize.
Yeah.
Yeah, you only need those three things. That's what it is. So people have it really, really ingrained in their mind that that's what a skincare routine is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not a whiff of sunscreen anywhere. Dear, never mind. But you're a fan of certain Clinique things, right? I have to say, hands up, I don't think I've ever used anything by Clinique.
Yeah,
because it made my face sting.
Oh really?
And yeah, it wasn't even a toner, it was a moisturizer or something. I thought, okay, it's really stingy. But
because I think Clinique was one of the first brands to cut perfume out of its product, so it was kind of like a more clinical type of skincare brand,
and also
because it didn't have
the people selling it in the department stores always wore very lab coaty style uniforms.
Yeah, they did. They tried to make themselves more sciencey, and then there was like the products had like a clinical feel because they didn't have fragrance in, so it was a bit more like medical stuff.
Yes.
But that's good though, because some people can't have fragrance because they're allergic to it. So there was, you know, a new set of products that they could try that didn't have fragrance.
It was just genius marketing though, really, as well.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Sense.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't like the toners at all. But I used to use dramatically different moisturizer religiously for years, and it made my skin feel really nice.
It was quite runny and yellow, wasn't it? It was quite
yellow.
Yeah,
it was lots of grapeseed oil in it.
Okay.
Yeah, it really suited my skin. I did like that. I haven't tried anything from there for Yonks, so maybe they're doing some good things. But I guess the thing is, some people will like the feel of those alcoholic toners because of the tightness and the refreshing coolness you get from alcohol. So they're going to still make it because people will buy it because they do enjoy that thing. So you can't really have a go at Clinique for selling it because it's a business. So why wouldn't it?
Don't forget that lovely, cool, refreshing feeling could also be like menthol oil or mint oil or whatever the hell that. Why are my eyes like watering?
Yeah.
So yeah, and you've listed here some, oh my god, this is a blast from the past, clear, clean and clear. Oh my goodness,
it's called sensitive, clear and clear sensitive cleansing lotion. So which these, it's not,
these are a list of other very Clinique like toners that are still obviously very popular, but clean and clear. Yeah, so sensitive cleansing lotion, which is hilarious because every single ingredient you've listed there, I can imagine, is the most aggressively sensitizing, horrible. I couldn't imagine, even if you have skin type that can withstand anything, I defy you to use clean and clear. Yeah. I don't know. Clearly, though, what, like you said, it, you know, if this is still their formulation and it's still selling like hotcakes, then, you know, carry
somebody
on.
Somebody must be enjoying it. Jesus. Yeah, the ingredients list goes water, alcohol, salicylic acid, camphor, eucalyptus, mint, and perfume.
And a bit of limonene, so that nice citrusy.
Yeah, limonene and colour. There's a colour in there as well.
Cool, nice.
Yeah.
Perfect for your sensitive skin.
Yes. Isn't it insane?
Yeah, it is insane. And then, surprisingly then, so we've got Eucerin. Because Eucerin always, to me, seems a bit non-bollocks, like very straightforward.
Yeah.
You know, nice, simple ingredients. But their dermo-purifying oil control toner has pretty much the same ingredients. So we've got water, denatured alcohol, butylene glycol, pyroxema 124, I don't know what that is, and then
I don't know what that is. No.
Yeah, lactic acid, oil, sodium hydroxide, perfume. Yeah. And then I'd not heard of this formula.
Formula 1006. Yeah, this is an American one. I think it's like an old school American thing, but I've got it because I was sent it as a PR thing.
It's crazy.
It's really, I love the smell of it because it smells like medicine-y.
I'm not surprised at all. So we've got cinnamyl alcohol, citral, coumarin, eugenol, geraniol. So these are all isoeugenol, limonene, linalool, and loads colours. Of colours. So all of those things I just listed are, you know, essential oily smells and colours.
So it's alcohol is the first ingredient before water, so that must make, you know, the alcohol's taking a good percentage of this product, and it feels like it too.
I think it's really funny when PRs for companies send you stuff when clearly they haven't done their homework, you know, because sort of 5 minutes reading your blog and they would know that shit ain't for you.
No, I know.
There we are.
And then I've got to like try and review it without going
laughing. Yeah, awful. Without using it to clean kitchen tiles.
Yeah, quite often there's just no review at all because I'm too polite.
Can't do it. Do we need to tone our skin? Yeah, do we? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So So, you know, it depends on what cleanser you're using to begin with. So these alcohol toners were designed to remove soap scum from people's faces. So now we're not using those soapy cleansers that are actual made of lye, which is a really strong alkali. So they're not made of lye anymore. So we don't need to worry about using something so stripping as an alcohol to remove the soap scum. So our cleansers should be gentle and of sort of less than neutral pH. So our toners aren't serving the same purpose as they used to. So we can think about things in a different way now. So cleansing is always quite stressful for the skin, even if you're using a low pH cleanser, which is what you're supposed to use. So you've basically removed the dirt, but also your natural oils will come with the dirt most likely, and as you've been rinsing it with water and, you know, using a cleansing cloth, sebum layer is removed from your skin, and then water starts to evaporate through your skin really quickly. So you need to do something straight away to address that problem. And so you you've got to do something straight after cleansing, and it makes sense to hydrate, yes, doesn't it? Because you want to put the water back in that you're losing. Mm-hmm. You want your skin to be really, really hydrated, because it doesn't absorb anything as well if it's not, yeah, hydrated. So it's a good thing for two reasons: to be hydrated, one because it looks, yeah, better and it functions better, and also because the next layer of product will absorb, okay, more easily. Yes. So yes, tone.
Please do
tone.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, presumably it's taking a step in between cleansing and using actives, yeah, you know, like serums, that, yeah, sort of thing. Eye creams, whatever you're using. So, you know, you just need to think about how to prep your skin ready for that active to, yeah, go on.
Okay. Yeah. And so your first thing you do then after cleansing, do you go in with Neod SDSM? Mm. Is that your first sort of choice?
I have a separate toner that I leave in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I have my SDSM in the bedroom because I spritz loads with, mm-hmm, that. I use it a lot. So I've had in the bathroom up until like yesterday was Good Molecules. Have you heard,
yeah,
of that?
Yeah, I've never used brand? Anything by Good Molecules, yeah, but it looks lovely. Yeah.
It's really good. Yeah,
are they
great.
British near, or are they?
No, it's American. Yeah, and it's not really available in Britain.
No way.
But they, same again, that was a PR sample. And I'm like, oh, please sell it in Britain. And they said, it's happening soon. We're coming to Britain soon. So fingers crossed they do.
Cult Beauty will really be great stopping product. Then pretty soon, I should imagine.
Fingers crossed. Okay. Yeah, I hope so. Because their products are really reasonably priced, and they have, like, in their ingredient list, they have a breakdown of the percentages of everything that's,
yes,
in the product.
Yeah,
yeah, which, yeah, is nice. I enjoy that.
Yeah, that's really good.
I was using their niacinamide brightening toner, which is great. And now I'm using Pyung Kang Yul, and it's called Calming Deep Moisture Toner.
Okay, so this isn't their iconic essence toner in the blue bottle.
No, it's a bit more moisturizing, I was hoping, and it's got really nice ingredients. I can't remember what the ingredients list is actually, but it's got,
because they've got a lovely little discovery set that they have available, don't they? Pyung Kang Yul is really good, and I think so. It used to be available on Yes Style, and that's just a nice way, obviously, to just sample their stuff. It's in sort of little trial sizes, but I would say their iconic one is the essence toner, isn't it? But so is what you're using a sort of spritz toner then?
No, it's in a bottle that you sort of shake it and it drops out a few drops, mm-hmm, sort of thing. Yeah. Which I don't like so much because it's a bit of a fiddle to get the lid back on when you've got a handful of toner.
You should think about these things. So you go, go in with that straight away after you cleanse.
Yeah, immediately after cleansing. I don't let my face dry.
Okay.
Really. I use a little cloth. So I pad it with the cloth and then straight away slap on a big handful of the toner so that my skin doesn't dry out. And it really makes everything a lot more comfortable.
Yes. Yeah, it definitely does.
You don't want your skin to feel tight after cleansing. That's a bad thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it depends on what you're using as well. Like if you're using obviously something strong retinoids and things, I just always find that my face is feeling slightly tight anyway, whatever I do. So you've done a poll. You did a poll on Instagram. And you said 68% of your respondents said, yes, they do use a toner. 90% said they avoid alcohol containing toners. So, yeah, one of the respondents said, I couldn't imagine even the fumes getting anywhere near my tretinoin face. Absolutely. I couldn't imagine anything worse either.
Yeah.
It's not to say that all alcohols in toners are bad. So what we know is not great alcohols to have in any skincare are denatured alcohol. Is that correct?
Yeah, so they're all the same thing. So in the ingredients list, you could write alcohol as different things. So it's ethanol, alcohol, denatured alcohol. Denatured alcohol just means they've put chemicals in it so that people don't drink it. That's what that means. Yeah. Alcohol, denat, and isopropyl alcohol. So they're all the same thing, pretty much. That's just ethanol. There are other alcohols that are in ingredient lists that are good, and they're called fatty alcohol. Stuff like, I think it's called satyril alcohol. Yes. So this alcohol within molecules is not necessarily bad. So if you see the word alcohol, it might not be really, really bad.
But then if it is like a satyril alcohol or however you pronounce it, don't they usually say that it's satyril alcohol rather than just writing alcohol?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. So you'll see it as part of, you know, joined to another word. So don't panic if you see some alcohol in your skincare, because it might just be a fatty alcohol. But yeah, generally it's listed as alcohol denat or denatured alcohol or just alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah. So those are the ones that we look out for and avoid. So I wanted to sort of see if alcohol is really that bad. Like, you know, everyone in the skincare community just bashes it. It's like, no, alcohol's terrible for your skin. Don't use alcohol. And, you know, I just wanted to check, is it actually bad? Because, you know, you're going to sort of rely on this sort of wisdom that's everyone's repeating all the time. And if you don't question it every now and then and go, why am I doing this? I can't remember. It's called something, isn't it? Something bias.
Confirmation bias?
Yeah. Confirmation bias. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it that? Well, you're just
confirmation bias is when you're only looking at arguments that bolster your argument rather than looking at the other side.
And I kind of just wanted to check, like, we all think that coconut oil is really bad. Maybe we should just check every now and then that we're actually right in our
thinking. Really good for everyone to do jury service for this reason, because when I did jury service, I got to look at 50 dick pics, because that was part of the evidence, but secondly to part factions of the jury then started arguing about confirmation bias, and I was like, oh, that's a really good point. One woman raised it and just said, you're just listening to the arguments that confirm the unshakable thought that you have in your head, and you're not listening to anything else. So we'll put 50 dick pics. 50.
Wow. Were they good?
They were all the same penis. It was a tiny sad little penis.
A nice one?
No. The sex offender's penis.
Oh, no. And you had to see them. You really had to.
Not just that. You obviously have no idea what the evidence is that's coming your way. So when they say, we present to the jury evidence 3, A, you know, whatever, A to Z. And then it was like 2 A to Z. And I was thinking, or, you know, A to Y or whatever. I was thinking, oh, that's just loads of bits of evidence. And then I could see whoever in the court was passing the evidence on, looked at the jury. And then the guy next to me went, and we all had a good laugh. No, it's terrible. I loved doing jury service. No. Sorry to.
I don't think I'm allowed to do it. I think I'm not, because I would sway the jury with my wiseness, because I've got a respected career, so much so that people would believe me and go along with my way of thinking because I'm a dentist.
What the shit? Is that seriously true?
Yeah, doctors and dentists, lawyers, I don't think we're allowed to be on the jury.
That's mad.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever.
Oh, you're missing out.
I don't want to be on the jury either. Really? It would get on my nerves having to go somewhere and not basically work and not be paid.
Yeah, it's fun though.
Yeah. Or it might not be fun.
There was one not fun one, but we were excused from it, I think. So I did three cases in 2 weeks. Yeah.
Are we?
Dick pics obviously stood out there in my mind.
Yes, quite juicy, isn't it?
So sorry about that, but yeah, confirmation bias. So yeah, Alcohol can be good. Why? What did your studies tell you?
Why can alcohol be good? Okay, so ethanol. So this is a quote from a study by Lachenmeier in 2008. Mm-hmm. Ethanol is also well known as a topical penetration enhancer and may be used in transdermal delivery systems. Bomanan et al. Found in vivo, which means in real experiments with humans, found in vivo in humans that ethanol enters the skin and removes measurable quantities of the lipid barrier material from the stratum corneum. This lipid extraction may lower the skin barrier function and render the membrane more permeable, which is the most likely explanation for the effect of ethanol as a skin penetration enhancer. The mechanism of ethanol as a skin permeation enhancer was described as a so-called pull or drag effect, which means that the permeation of the enhancer subsequently facilitates that of the solute. So it's kind of, it strips the fat off your skin and helps pull actives into
the skin. Which is mad, isn't it? Because you're saying that the lipid extraction may lower the skin barrier function, and like that just rings alarm bells then, doesn't it? Because to enable something to be penetrated into the skin, you pretty much have to ruin your skin's barrier, which is really what you spend a lot of time and money trying to repair and protect. Okay,
that's the thing, that's the problem with topical skincare, is that it doesn't just go into your skin. It's the barrier is stopping it. So ethanol will remove that barrier to a certain extent and allow things to actually get in. So that's what you're wanting to do, really. But, you know, in removing the fat from your skin, you're also making it dry and, you know, liable to invasion by bacteria
You've listed then obviously lots of other sort of alternatives that will do the same thing, so they'll enhance penetration of products, so such as DMSO. So what is that?
It's a chemical. I don't know what DMSO stands for, but it'll be in the ingredients list as DMSO. We've got butyl and propyl glycol, propanediol, which you might see in Deciem's product lists. In loads of Deciem's products, they've got propanediol as like a high up ingredient, and that helps helps to bring actives into the skin layers. And also something I just remember reading in the blurb about NIOD's low viscosity cleaning ester, that there was something in that that was a penetration enhancer, and that's a chemical called ethoxyglycol. Okay. So LVCE by NIOD has a chemical which will help bring your actives into your skin.
Great. And it's a strange old cleanser. You don't love it 100%. You feel it leaves a residue. You don't ever feel like it comes off, do you?
But that residue has got something in it that will help products.
I was going to say, I really like it. And I think it's a really good gentle, it's a really strange cleanser. It's not something, so obviously, you know, you put it on and rinse off. But like you say, it does feel like it leaves something. But for me, it's super gentle. So really great for the winter months and really good if you're wearing a lot of makeup, especially eye makeup. Because
it removes makeup beautifully.
It's just amazing. I can't remember how much it is, but it lasts a bloody year. The bottle is just
It's like 30 something quid.
But it's about 240 ml bottle, is it? Just lasts ages. Definitely recommended.
It's brilliant.
Totally. So, and also another big one, and kind of obvious but true, is it? Yeah. So it kills bacteria. So clearly, alcohol and acne sort of. Targeted skincare, you can have one without the other, really. You were reading a blog review of the Clean and Clear toner, and the review was positive. I suppose it would be, but Christ, all the other ingredients that are in that Clean and Clear toner, I just don't see how that could work for acne.
Blog reviews will tend to be more positive than you know they should be, because people are trying to be nice generally. Yeah. I know as a blogger, I don't like writing bad reviews.
Yeah.
It makes me feel bad because other people might like the thing. And, you know,
I think then
you feel guilty for writing.
But your readers are more likely to trust your blog, aren't they? With the honesty.
Yeah. That's
because it's fair and balanced, isn't it? Totally. If it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you. Doesn't mean it's shit even. It's just that you didn't like it.
No.
Okay. No. So personally, you have had experience with those types of Clinique stroke clean and clear toners that are very high in denatured alcohol and other stuff. And they are not great for
acne. Yeah, so because I'm an acne sufferer, and as when you're young, you just go to the acne section of Boots and buy things.
Yeah.
Because what the hell else are you supposed to do? And you're bound to try the clean and clear toner because it's there, and it tells you that it's going to help. So you buy it, and obviously it doesn't help and it makes everything worse.
Yep.
It hurts and your face is all minty, for God's sake.
Oh, terrible.
So, no,
can't imagine.
It doesn't help, really. You know, if you put a bit of alcohol on the spot, you're just going to get those dry, flaky skin.
Yeah, I think it's just going to say, look, draw even more attention to the spot too. Oh, something worse is there. A horrible feeling where whatever you're trying to do for it is just making it worse. And so the Lakmai review that you referred to before said that adverse effects of topically applied ethanol may include skin irritations or allergic contact dermatitis. And that's clearly what your sort of experience has been then.
Yeah, just sort of dryness and discomfort, stinging, and an urge to not use the thing that has burnt my face.
So you've read that really that so it can cause living skin cells to die off, so not just dry the hell out of your skin and irritate it.
So when you're cruising Reddit, you might see people refer to the fact that alcohol can kill skin cells. So I wanted to see what the evidence was.
Okay.
And I found a study by Newman et al. In 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a quote from that. So we hypothesized that exposure to even low doses of ethanol causes damage to skin cells. We studied the effects of ethanol on epidermoid skin cells and normal neonatal primary skin cells in vitro. So that means in a petri dish.
Okay.
So it wasn't on a human being. Mm-hmm. We found that over a 24-hour period, higher concentration of ethanol caused greater toxicity. So they used 100 millimolar of ethanol, and they compared it with 40 millimolar of ethanol. Mm-hmm. And ethanol at a concentration of 100 millimolar is roughly equivalent to 3.1%.
Okay.
Most skincare products and pharmaceuticals are composed of a much higher percentage. This is important because our results show that ethanol-induced cytotoxicity, which means killing cells, is concentration dependent. Ethanol-induced cytotoxicity depends not only on dose, but also on length of exposure. Both normal neonatal human primary skin cells and the epidermal skin cells that they studied exposed to ethanol for two consecutive 24-hour periods suffered greater toxicity than did cells that received only one 24-hour treatment. Thus, repeated use of an alcohol-based skincare product or medication may further threaten cell viability. That ethanol exposure is toxic to human cells has been established.
Okay.
One possible explanation for this increase in apoptosis. Do you know what that is?
Nope.
It means the death of a cell.
Okay.
And subsequent cell loss is that the tissue necrosis factor produced by an affected cell may interact with the tissue necrosis factor receptors on its surface or that of its neighbors, initiating a signaling cascade that ultimately leads to apoptosis, aka cell death.
I love apoptosis, cell death. And there's another one there. They all sound like Norwegian black metal bands.
tissue necrosis factor. Yeah,
tissue necrosis factor.
Sounds horrible, doesn't it?
Death. It sounds really awful. So, cell death occurs at a percentage of around 3.1% alcohol and is more likely, obviously, at higher percentages. So, you said you've read somewhere that Clinique Toners is around 12% alcohol.
Yeah. So, I don't know where I read it, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Possibly around that. Also, cell death is more likely with repeated applications, which is decidedly how toners are meant to be used, obviously, daily.
Yes.
So, okay. I would say there's a good argument against that then, isn't there?
Yeah.
Against using it. And so obviously we talked about this earlier, but one of the sort of myths around toner usage was around pore control and shrinking pores, wasn't it? You said there, you see it written all the time that alcohol and witch hazel are great for shrinking the pores. But there is no evidence, right? Sorry to burst your bubble, everyone.
Yeah, no. So you can't make pores smaller. That's not a thing. They're not going to get smaller with, you know, hardly anything will make your pores smaller. You can probably try tretinoin, retinol, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe niacinamide, but it's not something that's easy to do.
No.
Chemical peels, that sort of thing. But yeah, alcohol, witch hazel isn't going to make your pores smaller. They're just going to make your face feel tight.
Yes.
So that sort of cooling tightness will feel like it's shrinking something, but no. And I did a really close-up experiment.
You did?
On my
You've
own
done
face.
A close-up experiment. How did your face feel after using such a high alcohol toner for the first time in about 2 decades?
It stung a bit.
Any residual effects, or does it just sting a bit and then it was okay?
Just stung a bit, and that was it.
Yeah,
pretty much. I just sort of took a really close-up photo of my cheek, toned it, and then took another close-up picture, and the pores look the same. My skin looks kind of shiny in the after picture, but yeah, the pore size is
they look the same. Yeah, it's pretty much the same. Yeah. Okay, so that's nonsense. Okay, so to answer the question that I asked my guys on Instagram, which is what does a toner do, and just lots of people came back with loads of different things, but it's the point really, there's literally a toner for everything pretty much, isn't there?
That's it,
a toner that suits every purpose. So what sort of toners do you have, apart from, you know, the ones you've mentioned really? What's important in your skincare routine toner wise what do you look for?
So hydration really is what I go for.
Yeah,
so that's pretty much the main thing. You know, I like it when toners have like ingredients like niacinamide and panthenol.
Yeah,
that's if it's got ceramides, that's great.
Yeah,
vitamins, that sort of thing. I'm not really so much of an acid toner person. And I don't think that anyone should use like an acid toner every single day.
No.
Unless it's maybe polyhydroxy acid, which is a lot gentler.
Yes.
Than AHAs.
Yeah. We've spoken so many times before about the glycolic acid toning solution. So we won't hear, but yeah, that's definitely...
Yes.
Not one for daily use.
Yeah. And, you know, you shouldn't be using a really alkaline cleanser. So you shouldn't really need to pH balance.
Yes. Yeah.
At the end of tone of, you know, that I don't think the purpose of your toner should be to pH balance.
But again, I think that was something that we were definitely sold on. That was the whole point of what we thought a toner was to do, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, to balance your pH.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that your toner should have a sort of skin pH range sort of, you know, around 5.5.
Okay.
I don't think you need to try and bring your pH right down to like 3 with the toner. I think that might be a bit irritating to do every single day.
Yeah.
Personally.
So if you're using a cleanser, which is around like 3.5... And then toning with products that are around sort of the 5.5 mark.
Mm.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, cleansing should be, you know, ideally 5.5 or less.
Mm-hmm.
Toner around the same, so 5.5, because that's the pH your skin is at.
Cleansers are you using at the moment?
I'm using Cerave SA cleanser, mm-hmm. Cerave hydrating cleanser, and I'm using an oil cleanser, black oil cleanser by Claire's, Dear Claire's. Okay. I don't really like it. I'm just using it to use it up.
Okay.
And I really want to go back to using the NIOD LVCE cleanser.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether I'll just give the Claire's cleanser to someone else.
Okay.
And go, well, you have that because I've had enough of it.
Give it to
I don't
Max.
Know if it's doing my...
Give it to your husband.
He doesn't cleanse his face.
I have to hold Hayden down and just force cleanse it.
Force cleanse
with a salicylic acid cleanser. I'm using Jelly Joker by Geek and Gorgeous, which is 3.5% 3% pH.
3.5%.
3.5 pH. Yes.
pH.
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite low.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it like an exfoliating one?
I know it sounds really stupid. It's a silly complaint because you're not supposed to eat cleanser, but it leaves a horrible taste on your face. If you accidentally sort of lick your lips, it's really unpleasant taste.
It would be really bitter and acidic because it's like really low pH. Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. And when I said that on Instagram, someone else went, oh, thank God someone else has said it. Because I think she was on either the Decium Facebook group or something. She said, oh, anyone find that the Jelly Joker cleanser tastes funny? And people were like, well, don't eat it then. It's like, well, no.
I'm like, yeah, but it's on my lips.
Face. Yeah. So it's pretty, I wouldn't repurchase purely just for that, but it's a good cleanser, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, we talked about ones we love. And we'll list them on our Instagram page as well. You've spoken about the Good Molecules brightening toner. So hopefully they will be stocking via a UK stockist sometime soon.
That would be really good. Yeah.
But definitely have a listen to the Seven Skins episode. Did we say it was episode 50? Episode 50 is Seven Skins.
It was episode 50 is Seven Skins, 44 is Enlarged Pores, and episode 6, if you really want a blast from the past, is Do I Need to Cleanse, Tone and Moisturize?
Brilliant.
I really recommend the Seven Skins episode because I re-listened to it and I was like, this is really good information, even though I did it myself.
And you've done a really good recap of basically the ingredients you want to be looking out for in toners. So you want ingredients that mimic our skin's natural chemistry. This is just a recap. So things with natural moisturizing factors, which contain amino acids, lactic acid, PCA. Do you know what that stands for?
Pyrrolidocarboxylic acid.
Urea. Sugars and minerals. So the upper layers of the skin also have lots of glycerin and hyaluronic acid. So skin identical ingredients. So look for these ingredients in your toner ingredients list and you couldn't go wrong. Clearly, obviously, because we've done a podcast all about the Seven Skins method. So the best toners are on the Asian market. And it's really strange. You find it really weird that something that should generally be pretty cheap and pretty easy to make isn't really why don't we Americans and British people make good ones? It's quite odd.
I don't know. They've all, you know, often got fragrance in, you know, pretty much,
or they're just very alcoholic.
All the ones you'll see,
it's really strange. It's just not they're extremely you know, they've got a high percentage of some sort of AHA or BHA, and so I'm thinking of like the Pixie Glow Tonic and you know, quite high lactic acid or glycolic acid or whatever. And so and you'll try those and just kind of be put off, I think. So stick with the Korean ones for now. And what's the lovely hyalamide sub-Q mist? I was going to say, now the SDSM is sold out, so if you're looking for it's not the same thing at all. But it's a really good hydrating toner. It's hyalamide sub-Q mist.
It's
lovely,
nice,
isn't it? It's really, really nice.
Good Molecules, nice in my brightening, I think, toner. You know, and it's all it. They're called brightening toner and calming deep moisture toner and la 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 la. But, you know, it's there's not going to brighten your skin. It's just got niacinamide in it. Just, so they call it that.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is fine, whatever. But it's I guess it can be a bit confusing to the person trying to choose a toner. And they're like, oh, I don't know if I want it to be brightening, because what does that mean? Is it going to change the color of my skin?
Yeah, exactly. And actually, I was following, there's a really good person on Instagram who reviews sunscreens. He's a black guy in the States. I think his handle is Scamander, and it's just brilliant because he reviews mainly mineral sunscreens, but sunscreens, and they're like, this one leaves no white cast, and he's like, I fucking doubt it. And then just plasters this stuff all over his face, and he's like, he's just did a really good, because he's a statistician as well, he's such an interesting guy. He's really, really cool. I'll send you his handle. And he's just really funny. He's like, isn't it strange how, especially in Asian, because it was definitely still is in quite a few Asian products, they will say lightening. Like skin lightening treatment.
Oh God! And that sounds wrong.
And all
it
means is that it's got niacinamide in it nine times out of ten. You know, which can be sort of blemish fading and scar fading and things like that. So it's not, it hasn't got bleach, but it's just the fact that whitening then got translated to brightening because it felt a little bit more palatable, I guess. But yeah.
So you want to look brighter, don't you? But. Yeah, it's not going to really, I don't think that a toner is going to brighten your face particularly, but we need it to hydrate our skin and make our skin healthy by replacing things that we've just stripped out of it by cleaning it.
Yeah, and just taking into account the harshness of now going from cold to heat constantly. Now we're going from cars to... houses and we're freezing. It's bloody cold in Cardiff at the moment. It's lush, but it's
really cold, really windy.
Have you been out running? Have you been out exercising?
I go running every day, really, except for Friday.
Oh, is it nice?
Yeah, but my face is awful. Yeah. I've got such bad acne at the moment, and it feels like really sore around my nose. Yeah, spots all over my chin. I just feel like, because I wear a respirator mask in work, I feel like that's not doing me any favors. I looked at my skin the day after work, and it was like it had rubbed off the skin on my jawline.
My God.
And I had like 5 new spots. I was like, this is so bad, but there's nothing you can do, really. You've got to wear it. Yeah.
Oh, that's really shit. I can't see your spots, but obviously.
No.
You know they're there.
Oh, they're there. Yeah, so exactly. It's, you know, there's a lot of wear and tear on our faces at the moment because it's winter in the UK anyway. Lots of hot and cold and heating and mask wearing, which is rubbing our skin. So putting these hydrating toners with lots of nourishing chemicals like ceramides and vitamins and panthenol and bisabolol, all that kind of stuff is really what we ought to be doing. So toners, yes. Alcohol, no.
Yeah.
Don't do it. And that's the take-home message of this podcast.
Yeah.
If you didn't already, you know, because the thing is, the people listening to us probably... you know, they already agreed with us. They already knew that. We're not revealing anything to the wise listeners of our podcast.
That's
but
true.
It's nice to confirm what we already thought.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I love that we've got this thing now where you tell us who where our top listeners are geographically in the world.
Yeah.
Lisbon.
It's cool.
I think that's Lisbon for the first time. Hi, Lisbon.
Yeah, in Portugal. Which is nice.
Yeah. And Oak Harbour. Where is Oak Harbour?
That is in Washington.
Is it really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I looked it up and I don't know. The map looked nice. I was like,
it looks
on like a peninsula.
Oh, how beautiful. Yeah. Washington State does look beautiful.
Yeah, apparently it's wonderful.
And Oregon, they all look gorgeous and lush and green, don't they? Yeah. And Anaheim, I just know that Anaheim because again. Of Disneyland.
Oh, is it?
Isn't that
okay.
What Disneyland is? I think.
I don't know.
California and Disneyland.
California, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Am I frozen to you?
No.
So, yeah, thanks. Thanks, those listeners.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah, we love it. My nose is really red. I don't know why. My skin is just red.
Oh, no, it's bad, isn't it? Mm. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Mm-mm.
I feel feeling a bit depressed about my face, to be honest.
Oh, it's shit, isn't it? It's so bad.
Yeah.
You just spend much time on looking after it and it just fucks you over.
Yeah, it really has. Like, just want to cry.
Oh,
bloody hell. Like, you know, what right have I got to be pontificating about skincare when mine looks like a bag of shit?
You have all the rights.
There we are.
Mm. You have all the knowledge.
Yeah. You know it all, but it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, but masks are a bitch. I mean,
yeah,
that is, you know, it is so tough to wear a mask day in, day out.
Yeah. It's not natural, is it?
No.
It's not right.
No, it's not. So.
But obviously, it's the very much the right thing to do.
Thank you for doing so. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
I will wear my mask, but I will have spots on my chin. And that's that.
That sucks so much.
Mm. Yep. Should we do some sort of Christmas special?
Oh, yeah.
What should we do?
Can we do a quiz with it? Christmas quiz.
Quiz. We could do like an Instagram live.
Oh, I would love to do an Instagram live.
Yeah, that would be really good.
I would absolutely love that. Okay. We'll ask the listeners what they want to do. Christmas special is such a good idea. I'm hurting from head to toe.
Why? What have you done?
I'm running. I think I just injured myself.
Running.
I haven't really stretched properly. And I just did an hour session just with a foam roller. And it was agony and bliss at the same time. It's really nice.
Can I tell you my stretching story from this week?
Oh, no. Is it bad?
It's a bit. No. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's a bit embarrassing. It's quite funny, though.
Oh, no. Whose face did you fluff in?
No, it's worse. It was almost worse than that.
Oh my God.
I was going to a yoga class. This is really good yoga class. Max has been going to it, but it occurs at the kids' bedtime.
Okay.
And then this week, Max says, "Do you want to go this week?" And I was like, "I'd love that. Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you." And he was like, "But you're on your period. Is that okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm not going to like squirt blood at people, am I?" Ha 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 ha, funny joke. And then I was jumping, you know, you sometimes do like a hop from like plank position up to the top of the mat. As I did that, my nose started to bleed in the most dramatic fashion and blood sprayed out of my nose.
You didn't hit your nose.
It was just like the increase of blood pressure. Just something happened and my nose just went psh. I was like, bows. But it was kind of odd that I did squirt people with blood, which was the last thing I thought I was going to do.
But it wasn't funny blood. I mean, that could have been worse.
No, it wasn't. That would have been worse.
Oh, that's just so embarrassing.
It was. It was
okay?
So funny.
Were you?
It was fine. Just scampering about looking for a tissue with blood pouring out of my hand. And the teacher going, "Are you okay? Oh my God, are you okay?"
Oh,
like,
I'm fine. Just carry on. Just shush.
It's fine. It's just blood. It's fine.
Yeah.
Right. Should we say toodaloo?
Yeah.
For the listeners involved.
That was so great. That was a really great episode. Thank you for listening, everyone.
Oh,
if you have
thank you so much.
Any questions? You know where to find us, but it is at Near Pattern Looks and at Skincare with Friends Nat on Instagram, and
Skincare with Friends on its,
and at Skincare with Friends on Instagram, and then the blog is the website is also called Skincare with Friends too.
Skincarewithfriends.com, where you will find the transcript for this podcast. If you're looking for any of the information that we've gone on about, it'll be there.
Yep, and the group of the same name too over on Facebook.
That is it. Yeah, I still haven't figured out if we've got an email address. I can't remember.
Yeah, we should get one. Okay, cool.
We're good. Thanks for listening.
Love you guys. We'll
be back with a Christmas special.
Yay! See you soon.
We're good. Bye.
Bye. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.